Right now, switch your family to T-Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 a line with autopay and 5G access included on America's largest 5G network. So don't wait. Get unlimited and nationwide 5G access for the whole family for just $25 a line. Visit a T-Mobile store or T-Mobile.com today.
Plus taxes and fees. Customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video at 480p. Unlimited while on our network. Qualifying credit and 4 plus lines required. Capable device required for 5G. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require certain features. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is Sunaina, and you are listening to Talk CXO Life. And we have with us the swift, agile, and moderately risk-averse. Well, he's an insurer. Sanjeev Mantri, Executive Director, ICICI Lombard. Sanjeev is a seasoned banker, spearheading the marketing initiatives of the retail division at the largest private general insurance company, and is credited with the very many innovative solutions and strategies introduced, especially in the SME and also the rural banking markets over his 2-decade-plus experience in the BFSI sector and with the ICICI Group. He's equally known for his obsessive penchant for running and playing tennis, in spite of the very many injuries that consistently plague this sports freak who loves to be on the go, can laugh and cry easily, and whose mercurial wit had me in splits as he conversed about his lively, simple, and bit of a notorious childhood spent just on the outskirts of the ancient city Ujjain, his move to Mumbai, how he loves to run and talk, how his biggest worries often revolve around choosing between running and tennis the next morning, and his firm belief that he's part of a larger design than being its creator. I particularly enjoy listening to the funny anecdotes about his childhood, especially about his relationship with his mother, who, as he puts it, had to be within his diameter once this boy in the middle, well, they are 3 siblings, was home. An interesting point which stayed with me was when Sanjeev revealed how he bettered his time at half marathons when he targeted the full marathon, and how that taught him that setting a substantially higher benchmark can often help one achieve the next step faster if that next or immediate goal or step eludes you. Equally interesting is his journey with tennis, which he took up at 31 years, but played it with the spirit of an elite player since day one, never quitting, even when the losses and injuries kept stacking up. Enough said, I think. Now, let's sprint away.
I think for me, sports has been a way of life, honestly. Running came in as a midlife crisis, I think. I didn't really think deep into, say, why will I get running and how. It's become a way of life now, honestly. There's so much of my life that revolves around this as an activity. But I was always a keen sportsman. I felt, in particularly, what I like about sports as an activity is that you can keep losing every other day, probably, you know, but still you are not a loser. You come back next day and again you get on with it. Each one of us will have a golden lap in life, right? There'll come a time and whatever you touch will become gold and will be everything will go right for you. Or I don't think about it on a day-to-day basis, but if I put things in perspective, many of us can cross that golden lap without even realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of wonder as to why things are going wrong. And that lap can last for a year, can last for a day, can last for years together. So it depends on what sort of a destiny we have come with. Of course, coming to Mumbai was a one turning point, I think. I was from a small city called Ujjain, and when my dad took a job in Mumbai, and I didn't want to come to Mumbai, I was the first one who tried saying that, let's live in Ujjain, because everything lived in control. That also probably connects with the fact that I didn't want to move out of my comfort zone. Another turning point was, you know, getting accepted in Mumbai and making it to Sydenham College, probably, or other, because it exposed me to a very different kind of life. In those days, that college was among the best that was available in India. So that probably also taught me how to speak in English, because till that time, I was very comfortable with our mother tongue. I was very easygoing. I wasn't too bothered. I wanted to be independent. There are failures that happen in the whole process in terms of where I am as an individual now. But qualifying and getting a job, whoever gave me the first job, was a turning point, because that's where my working career started. I was given those opportunities, and probably I was right place at the right time. So childhood was, I think, absolute fun. I mean,
in Ujjain,
a very nice middle class existence in a colony life outside Ujjain, actually, because it was not even Ujjain, and we were like So we had two siblings, I mean, one elder brother and one younger sister. Clearly, I think I was not a comfortable child to live with. Actually, I was born on Dhanteras. My mom was expecting a girl. She was very depressed. She I think it twice spoiled her Diwali. So everyone was at home celebrating Diwali while she was in the hospital. And on top of it, the wrong gender had come out, which is a male instead of a female. Tough start, and I think for some years, that was the reason. Maybe I was part of the bit of a violence. No, I think in hindsight, that helped me actually. Mm-hmm. I think that shaped me in many ways. So I'm the one who's got an OCD. I want to put everything here, there. And you know, even if my room, my chair is a bit in angle, I will go and make it see that. This element of toughness, whatever that means, has come in. I think I'm a lot more like my mom. Well, I want to copy my dad.
I think that happens.
So there is, I remember calling him once when I got promoted and I had some good things and I was very excited. So I called and I told her that, you know, I got promoted and all. So my mom made a very telling statement. I stayed with me. I said, you know, we will love to see you excited even if you would have got nothing. So that kind of stayed with me. She's got very good humor and it's been a happy childhood.
Someone like you, I think. Your sense of humor and her matches, I think.
I think it matches. I don't know how you got there, but you're fairly right. She's right there. So she would be very, very supporting. I think I could live with anybody not being present, but if I entered home, she had to be in my diamond. I think I was a good sportsman and that time I played everything. Whatever access to, I would play everything. Table tennis, badminton, skating. I mean, you name it and I would be in that sports. And I think I was decent on my hand-eye coordination. So I would be good in racket sports. I would have loved to get coached, I thought. If someone would have, all of my stuff was self-taught, practically. I mean, there was never ever a coach who came in my life. My sports teacher in my school only knew how to shout. There is no memory of anyone trying to teach any technique and all. So there are a lot of flaws in a lot of things I do as a sportsman. But the sum total of it is still, at least I am game for it. I think Mumbai Marathon got it started.
Right. The first year itself?
Started as a midlife crisis and now it's become a part of my normal existence. So a set of friends came in and a big social circle I have. See, I mean, I didn't do another 100-meter race since I was a kid. Though I was a sportsman, athletics was not part of my existence. So my body wasn't that wired about the fact that a lot of others, my coaches, Praful, Deepak, they all have been national-level runners. So they've seen it all, they've done it all. So they're far more respectable. But I was too amateur. But that's the beauty about running, right? You really, I think you start walking, stroke, running before you start talking properly, right? So it's such a natural activity to a human existence that it's an effortless job. Now, of course, there's so much science and math that has got added to it in terms of calling it an evolved activity, but it is so basic. You don't have to teach me running in that sense. I knew it always, but how to build on it. But the endurance, the workout that comes along with it, I think it helps you in your overall existence. I think I became calmer after I started running. I talk a lot when I run. The credit goes to a couple of guys. One is Dr. Farad, who is a very senior doctor in Hinduja. He had moved on to, I think he ran full before a year and a half. And he used to keep saying, if you want to do real things, Sanjeev, you've got to move into running full marathon. And he was almost dismissive of my half marathon attempts. But once you do it first time, I think then there's a point of no return. You just keep doing it again and again. But it just happened. I wanted to do a probably half marathon below 2 hours before I do a full marathon. But that below two half marathon, ho hi nahi raha tha. I kept trying, but I just kept failing. I did like 203, 202, I'll never go below 2. Then I started doing full. And the moment I started preparing for full, I did a half in between in Delhi, I did under 2. So sometimes, you know, the learning that I had that if you want to reach a particular level, set your benchmark well above that. And these then probably can come in place easily. As I said, I've enjoyed the journey more than the destination. So I always love preparing for it. Final run, sometimes it works out good, sometimes it works out not so good, but all of them are equally there in my mind. So it's a very inclusive activity and I don't, frankly speaking, like talking too much about it. In my mind, I think I found peace with myself in this activity. So I've got ministers operation surgery done in both my knees. I had my shoulder broken and all of that stuff. And that's not what's happened to many of my other colleagues who are running and touch wood. They're all fine. But I keep going through this procedure every now and then. So when I stopped running in between because of this, I didn't realize it. But the family in my home, my kids and my wife said, I was out of my depth. You know, something was missing. I was not my own self in the way they felt. Post that, I think, now she really insists that I go and do my sports activity. But she says, you're a lot more chirpy, you're a lot more comfortable. I don't want to have a
A grumpy husband.
A grumpy husband around, you know. Just several times on the dining table in the night when I'm sitting, you know, in a contemplative mood, and my wife will come and say, so you are thinking whether to go for tennis or for a race, you know.
Oh,
what
no.
Big worries you have in life. God bless you. I mean, kitna tension in my life. Mein. And actually, you know, believe the times when I'm just toggling with it. Kya karun? Yahan jaun ya yahan jaun, you know. And
yeah.
Such a difficult decision for me. Race course is my place to go, but Malabar Hill, probably long runs, typically starts at NCPA. So these are the few locations. At times we go the off-beat route run at the Oval. Sunday running towards Regal and Gateway and the Taj area is amazingly beautiful. But the problem is that since most runners are now, there is no water supply by Striders. By this, if they are able to put that over there, that will be great. So these are my normal, the pedal road is a normal one. The most difficult one where I took longest was London, I think. I don't give up. Normally, I don't give up. So, runs and all, once I'm there, quitting a run and not completing it, I think that's one thing I'm known about in my friends. You know? So, we used to do those practice long runs. A lot of my guys will not, friends will not feel good and they'll say, okay, we'll take a cab and we're going home. But if I've come with a plan that I want to do 25 kilometers, 30 kilometers, I'll just do it. I'll walk. I'll waste so much time on the road. I'll probably sit and even, you know, do my nashta on the road, do whatever is required, you know, but I will finish the whole process and I'll go. I have memories of, I can count on fingertips when I really quit. And if it really starts hurting your body and stuff like
and
that, then I'll quit.
You need to heed to that as well.
I need that to heed to that, but fatigue has never been a reason why I've quit a run, in that sense. But yes, you're right. In London, I did think of quitting once or twice in the run, but you think of quitting in every run. Good runs, I think my New York run was very good once. I had just done a surgery. I went and ran. Then I ran the whole 42 uninterrupted. I didn't even stop once, technically.
Oh, okay.
Best timing has been Mumbai Marathon.
Okay.
But the fact that I'm still on the road is something which I should be blessed about, I should be excited about. Look, I was never going to win a marathon any which way, right? It's all relative existence. I like the fact that I'm still competing and I'm still running. So I always thought, you know, institutions are overrated. It's the student that make a difference, right? That's why shoes are also in many ways overrated. It's the runner that can make a difference. So there is that bit of alignment that is there. The current place where I'm working, I'm part of ICS Lombard team. We are into wellness. We are into health. You know, we want to see a much more secured and much more healthy
Nibhai
India.
Nibhai
Vada is our brand
campaign
promise for us. And then we have hashtag do the difficult.
Do the difficult, yes.
Where we say that it's not, I mean, all of us know doing workout, staying fit can give you a much better, happier life. But it's not easy to do all this. It's not that I had fitness as a target which made me do all this. I had a love for these things. No, probably it's keeping me fit. So I have a problem, right? That's why I keep getting injured. It's not that I'm aware of it. And there are times when I get up in the morning and I was, a few years back, was not able to even put my shorts properly because there will be cramps, there will be some challenge that I'll have.
Okay.
And I will end up being even late to the race course in terms of timing because I would really struggle. So the fact that I've hanged in spite of multiple injuries and medical condition that I've had, maybe if I have to stretch my luck and say, yes, that's a good part of it. That because there are enough reasons for me to not pursue this activity because of the injuries that I have.
Right.
And I've been really on a regular basis tormented with injury. You know, I haven't got tennis elbow, but
that's what.
So far, so good on that, yes. Tennis, when I started, was just because I picked up a membership which I thought I paid out of my nose at that point of time. Beauty about tennis as a sport, in many ways, you can play it pretty old, right? I've seen people at 75 years plus age also playing tennis in our, you can come and play doubles, knock few balls around. But my motivation to excel in tennis is 2 years I was losing every day, but I was still not having any mentality which made me look like a loser. I had an opponent, a 60-year-old man who used to, any scoreline, he'll come back and make me lose the match. You know, from a 4-0, I will say today I will nail him and then I'll lose. It was crazy. It was very frustrating. It was very annoying, but I would again get up. And those are the days I used to play 5 days, 6 days a week tennis. For 7 years, one morning I'll run, next morning I'll play tennis. And I'll get up at 5 o'clock every morning. I'm a bit of a Nadal fan.
Really? Okay then.
I should love Federer, but the guy keeps winning. I'm tired of 1% winning for so long. Tennis uses different muscles. Running uses different muscles.
Okay.
But your endurance, your heart is the same for both. So tennis is more sprint driven, while this is long duration of, you know, endurance building. So they're technically very different requirement, but in some way they are connected because you can. So my desire, one of the things which probably I didn't say, but I can say now is that when I really took running, tennis, I used to get tired playing. And I took top after 1.5 hours of tennis. I wanted to reach a level in tennis where I'll quit, not because I'm tired, because I'm done playing how much I wanted to play. So there was a friend of mine, Saurabh Dalmia, who was a brilliant player. He moved to Canada and he came back after 8-9 years. And now he's become my fulcrum in terms of pushing me back into tennis. And I really, really enjoy playing with him. I think he's the reason why one of the movies that came up, those two ladies.
Dangal.
Always together in that sense. Both are in many ways a physical sports.
Right.
They are all impact sports. That's how. That's the tough part of it. I wish one of them was non-impact, where you're pounding your feet on the ground, whether hard court or on the road or in a at a race course. That's the commonality. So you know, for a runner, swimming is ultimate cross training.
Right.
For tennis, also swimming is a good cross training activity. I do swim once in a while. It's not that I don't. So both of them are different activities, but there's a bit of a cardio involved in both of them, which is the good part of it. In tennis, my strength will be my forehand, which
forehand.
Is what it is for most of them. But
right.
I think I have a reasonably good forehand. And my area of improvement, which is a bigger area of interest to me, is my backhand.
Backhand.
I play single hand backhand. I'm fairly relaxed about the fact that this activity, you know, is running in parallel and smooth ways. So
right.
And this question does come up several times, Shanana, ki, how do you manage it? Honestly speaking, I don't think there's too much of credit that I can take as to how I manage it. It's coming in a very natural way. A lot of guys whom I meet and they say that they love doing this, they love painting, but they don't end up doing painting because the time name will wrap. So that, my analysis is that time name will wrap because you're not that obsessive about it. For me, I think that's the best way I can define success. It's each one to his own self. If you are able to manage your life well, if you're able to make an impact to your family, I mean, look, I don't know how far I'll end up being where I am. You know, I don't even know whether I'm successful, right? There are people who may have been technically not sitting in a position like mine, but maybe leading a life which is far more better in terms of quality as well as many other parameters that they live in. I'm very wary of being told that I'm successful because I am firmly of the belief that I'm part of a process, I'm part of a design, which obviously I want to serve well, I want to do well, but it would be tough to give myself too much credit on this. In my whole of my school life, I never got a single good conduct or a monitor of class or, you know, whatever the badges. I was in 7th standard, if I'm not mistaken, and I had tension. I said, abhi to awards de rahe, abhi mere ko kyun naam bulaye, mere ko punishment de, mere time hi nahi aaya, kuch hai nahi, matlab why are they calling me? So my guy behind me pushed me, said, naam hai, jana. Whatever. When you're always guilty of some shit you're doing, right, in that assembly. Thrice my name came and then I moved very, very reluctantly. I was going and they said, you're getting a certificate. And the certificate was for full attendance in 7th standard. So clearly, matlab, it was the most defining moment of my life to being acknowledged in an assembly. That kind of pretty much encapsulates my existence. But I don't know, there's not much I'm amazed about this, but there's so much more I'm excited about in terms of, I think I'm in a position where I can impact few lives, I can make a difference in someone's life because I have the probably little bit of financial capability and all of that. So if I always keep thinking, I can tell you something which I want to do. Probably, you know, I would love to seriously channelize a bit of my whatever I have, little bit, you know, in terms of much more fruitful to help probably, you know, few people here and there. And money I can give. But if the day I'm able to give time, that's a difficult part. Another thing I feel is I'm comfortable talking about what I want to do. I want to do this marathon. I want to do this. And I keep telling a lot of people, you know, whoever I meet, I think it's a way to socialize your thought. Actually, you create enough pressure to make it happen. So, do people look up to me? I'm not too sure about it, but I'm sure some of them do because we interact so much more with each other. Do I want to make a difference? I can tell you one thing for sure, that the team members that I work with or I relate to, I'm genuinely interested in their well-being. To that extent, I think I'm there for my team. There's no confusion in my mind on that because someone helped me when I was growing, right? And I'm willing to live with honorable, you know, honest mistakes that comes in way. I want to support them. I'm a firm believer that life should give you a second chance. It cannot happen that you get one chance and you're done and dusted because we all have got multiple chances, right? I wouldn't have been where I am in many ways if lot many of them wouldn't have tolerated me. I did mistakes. I did serious mistakes.
Right.
They could have sacked me. They could have told, you're of no good. But they gave me the confidence when you can do it. I think we need to do that. Anyway, I find the young kids who are joining now a lot more smarter than what I was when. It's a fact. The generation gap is a reality. Look at the number of opportunities that they had. I was talking about, you know, science, commerce, arts. Arts for the first, commerce for average, below average kids, and science for brilliant people. That was the way I had grown up in my life. And that I find is a tough part of it. I was telling those young kids, you know, don't be so sure of what you want to be, because there's so much more to be explored. Clearly, the activities that I do, you know, so in terms of whatever sporting activity and all of that stuff that I'm doing, I want to say that it's not for increasing number of lives. You know, I want to probably number of years in my life. I want to add life to my years in that sense. So whatever period I have, I want to stay excited. I want to stay involved. I would love to be relevant in whichever activity. So if I'm going on the tennis court, I definitely want the best of the best players to say, Sanjeev ke saath khel sakte. I would love to be probably, you know, aspiring to do things in a better way. There's a lot to be there in terms of being a better human being. There are obviously huge gaps which exist between what I could be ideally with where I am. But in the end, it's a journey. Sometimes you get lessons which makes you motivated. Sometimes you really don't accept it and say, ki, do it. But I would love to have one run where, you know, where I'm able to understand life without titles. That's where I'll have a fair amount of distilled, you know, in terms of who's there, who's not there. I want to ensure that I will play till I live.
Okay.
That's an easy one for me. There's no other way.
Play. Yeah. It's all about play.
Yeah.
Okay.
No confusion on that.
Great. Yes. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.